guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read.
Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited
to see a vision for, you know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole other podcast. Well, I gotta say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you know, you don't know.
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person.
Piece of what? No. What? PSO, whatever you say.
You know what? Some things just don't get old. Every time I listen to that, I find myself laughing and giggling and getting ready to comment, and then I'm like, oh, shit, it's a recording. Oh, my God. So with that being said, hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Tawanda and Corinne with Clutch, and we are back with another great episode. So, Corinne, how you feeling tonight, lady?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. And you know what? We haven't been on here in a couple of weeks due to everybody being so busy. So tonight I had to make sure we had a little topic that was a little sizzling. So are you ready to get started?
When you say it like that.
Dun, 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 dun.
You ready to get started, sis?
I'm here for it.
All the time. Well, before we get started, I definitely want to just kind of see how you feeling, how your week been so far. You know, we are in the last quarter of the year. So tell me, how has your week been? How you feeling? And, you know, anything that you kind of want to share before we get started.
It's been a busy week, but we're only, what, on hump day? But it's been good. I cannot complain. I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I say this all the time, but I really mean it. Like, the last quarter of the year is always my favorite. You would not believe what I did today. Oh, you won't believe what I ordered from Amazon about an hour ago. Come on, I get you get one guess.
I went.
Oh, I get that from bedroom candy. Mm-mm. So what I ordered from Amazon about an hour ago, because I thought about it this morning and I had to leave out for a meeting, but so I ordered a Santa Claus hat.
That's so funny.
I start wearing them like real soon. I start wearing my Santa Claus hat. I just want to make sure I wear it more than just like the week before Christmas. So I'll get it probably, what's today? Thursday. I'll probably get it by Saturday, and I'll be wearing it next week. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I love it. Two other things I want to mention. You said what?
Oh, I said we have 404 in the house.
404. Oh, that's a G state. What's going on, 404? Tell us who you are, where you're really calling from, and how you're feeling.
Hey, y'all. It's Erica.
Hey Erica. Erica. How you doing, lady?
Good. Doing good. How are y'all?
Doing good. So what's your mood tonight?
Just waking up, actually. Sleepy. It's
raining. Oh, did you have a nap?
Nah, girl, I went to bed. You know, a nap, like, a little quick refresher. I went to sleep.
Well, what you doing up?
I woke up for the call.
Hold up. Let me get this straight. You went to bed, B-E-D, and you set your alarm to get up and hang out with us?
Mm-hmm, I did.
And you think that after the show, we're going to be hanging out with you? I'm just trying. I mean, it's all love, sis, but I'm just trying to get understanding that I'm not obligated to something after the show.
Nope, you're not obligated. Just showing love, that's all.
Absolutely.
I'm just asking, but look, she's like, we're not going to hang out with you afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, like,
no, we not doing it. But before we get started with our topic tonight, talking about pillow talk, I just want to share this with you ladies and kind of get, you know, kind of get your thoughts. Like, I sent you guys something early on Messenger, I think two different things, but one was with Gilly. I think it's Gilly's wife. I'm not sure if it's their anniversary or her birthday. I think it's her birthday. And they're somewhere in a, I don't know if it's hotel room, penthouse or what, but the room is, like, decorated. Like, he's just got so many different things planned. And one thing I said in the caption that I sent you, I think I said, you know, it's the words. That's what I was talking about, like, what he actually said. I just love love, not just black love. I just love love. And when you see, like, relationships, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to see if I can find out what he said, but I can't find it. What are you guys' thoughts about that? Like, when you see couples, you see black love and just incredible relationships, what goes through your mind?
Hashtag goals. I think that is a beautiful thing. I love the princess treatment he gave his wife. And I think, I mean, it may be her birthday or some type of reason that he did it, but I think he does that all the time. I'm not really on Instagram, but I've seen a couple of different times where, you know, he's just done some really lovely things for her. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to have that done for you. It's a beautiful thing to have someone in your life that you want to do it for. Love to see it.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, like, I'm an Instagrammer, and a lot of times when I do go to their pages, they're always traveling somewhere. They're always out the country. Like, they're living their best fucking life. And it's incredible. It's definitely incredible. And I'm just looking forward to one of our shows where we talk about that love. Like, and again, it's not really just black love, but just an amazing type of love with a person that just really loves you like no other. And also, I saw something I shared with you guys with DeVille and his wife, Hadeen. They're celebrating their 21 years. And he put, I think this is on Facebook, he said, first date 21 years ago today, and KK still got me wanting to risk it all.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how powerful is that? If you're going
to
risk it all, what would it, you know what I'm saying? What would you risk it all for? And this is true love. So true love still exists. I know sometimes we probably go through situations and things. We feel like, oh, man, it ain't out there. It ain't out there. But true love still exists. Would you ladies agree?
I mean, I tell myself that. Right. I hope so. I definitely tell myself that. Give me some hope that I'll find it one day.
You will. And, you know, good people are going to attract good people. You know, sometimes we go through the bumps and the bruises and the no good mother fudges and all this other stuff. But sometimes they just kind of, they're on the way. What is it called? It's like that stepping stone on the way to who you really supposed to be with. So definitely, I'm looking forward to closing this year out and us talking about some real fun times and where the good guys at. You feel me?
What is that?
Well, ladies, but tonight we're talking about pillow talk. Are you ladies ready for our discussion for tonight?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Now, who's that? They said, I don't know.
Erica, I don't know if I'm ready, but let's do it.
Well, you know what? I had another whole topic that we were supposed to be talking about, and then I had something happen to me about 3 hours before the show, and I'm like, nah, we got to talk about this tonight. So we're talking about pillow talk. And again, I hope you ladies are ready. So when you first hear pillow talk, ladies, how do you define pillow talk, and what are some, like, examples of what you think about when it comes to mind? Pillow talk. Corinne?
When you wake up in the bed with your boo and y'all talking ish to each other?
Sounds like a winner to me. Would you agree with that, Erica?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Wholeheartedly, that's what it is.
So what are some common examples of information that women tend to share with their partners about friends or friends' lives during pillow talk?
So
let's talk
like
about it,
gossip.
Ladies.
I don't like to gossip with my girlfriends, like, about my girlfriends. But you got to kind of be careful doing that with your guy, too, especially if he, like, know your friends. If he don't know my friends, I tell him gossip, shit that's going on. So-and-so man did this. So-and-so did this to her guy. Actually, I've been on the opposite side of pillow talk, too. Like, I had a chick call me telling me everything that was going on in my life because my dude was pillow talking with her.
What?
So, yes.
Hold up.
Yes.
Now, that ain't how the game go. What are you talking about? Hold up. So your guy be pillow talking? What?
Pillow talking amongst everything else. But, yeah.
With the side piece?
With the side piece.
Oh, that's a whole nother. That's a whole other situation.
That's
a whole other situation. Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of what you're talking about, you know.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the reason is, my thing is, like, when you meet people, you know, especially someone significant other, have you guys ever had a situation to where you met one of your friends or associates, better half, and this is your first time meeting them, and they looked at you like, yeah, bitch, I know all about you. Have you guys ever had a situation like that before? I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
they just all about you. All right, so my next question is, what would you say are some potential pros and cons of engaging in pillow talk with your significant other? Like, about your friends. Some pros and some cons. Come on out with it.
It probably can bring you guys closer as, you know, a couple.
It can bring y'all close talking about my business?
No. Well, actually, you say it like that. But, yeah, it can bring you closer. You know, that's your confidence. You know, hey, baby, you can't tell nobody. So now y'all got a little secret, little partnership.
Look,
going.
You swearing
so
him to the secret, I swore you to. Listen, you swearing him to the secret, I swore you to.
He might not be sharing names. He might just be like, dang, my homegirl, so-and-so, that was her guy. So, no, I think it just creates a different type of, I don't want to call it intimacy, but just a different type of closeness, a different layer to your relationship. I definitely think it can bring you closer.
So that's a pro. A pro is you tell my business with your man and bring y'all closer.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Corinne, can you think of a pro?
I can tell you a con based on her pro, that he's going to be like, oh, you! I don't want you hanging out with Tawanda tonight. You know what she did last night.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? That is so crazy because I know, like, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't realize that. And I was doing some pillow talking to somebody I was dating about my friend who was definitely out in them streets. And then I wanted to, like, go out of town with her. He was like, hell no, nah, bitch. You just told me she go out of town. And I was like, oh, well, what had happened? What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know that whole birds of a feather thing, that gets stuck in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Definitely
but
a con.
On, y'all can't give me this. Come on now. Can you give me at least one more pro? What is a pro for pillow talking with your man about your friends? In addition to it bringing you closer, as Erica said, got to give me one more pro. Come on now.
I mean, if you discuss, maybe you're having some issues with your friend. I don't know. You might get some solutions to some problems that you might be having in your friendship.
Okay.
Different perspective, a man perspective, someone on the outside
mm-hmm.
of the friendship circle perspective. So I don't know. It just depends on what the topics are, but you might get a different point of view or clarification or a solution to an issue that you might be having.
Okay, I can dig that. Can you dig that, Aunt Corinne?
Yeah, but my man be so quick to say, fuck her.
Really? Hold up. He was saying that about someone that was not an associate, but a friend. Someone who matters to
you.
He would say that.
He'd be quick to be like, fuck that bitch. No, he'd be quick to dismiss people.
But hold up. Would you allow him to disrespect and say that about your friend?
Oh, no. Not. I wouldn't be talking to him about my actual friend, so associates.
Oh, because I wish, okay, I'm like, what the hell? Not somebody who I love, for real? That's my friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, because I knew his attitude, because he'd be quick to be on my side and be like, well, fuck that bitch.
Okay. Can someone share a personal experience or a time where you or someone you know shared a friend's confidential information with a partner and what actually happened? Did it actually affect the friendship, relationship? Did they ever find out? Any type of story and situation in reference to that?
Actually, yeah, I have a story. So I have a girlfriend that is very comfortable in her skin, very comfortable with her sexuality, got a real but these niggas type of attitude because that's just the vibe that they giving off, and I don't blame her. But she is kind of just living her life freely, doing what she want to do, you know, taking care of her kids. She definitely got a dude at home that pays the bills for her. So I was pillow talking one night and kind of shared some information. But what happened was I came to find out that this girlfriend and my dude are quite, no, nothing like that.
Okay.
They got a lot of similarities. They act the same. They got a lot of similarities. She do the same shit in her relationship that he does in his, and she just a little more remorseful and not too much lying when she get caught. But they act just alike. So kind of what that led me to do is kind of go to her for more advice when I was going through issues. With him trying to get her perspective, like, because, bitch, you are the female version of him, so what would you do in this situation? So that's kind of a scenario I went through. I wish I would have some pillow talk and find out my nigga fucking my chick, my homegirl. That would be something.
But you know how you hear a lot of times when you tell, we have to just be careful, and I'm going to come to that question next. How about you, Corinne? Ever had a situation to where you did pillow talk, you did share, and, you know, there were some consequences around it?
I had a situation where somebody must have been pillow talking about me, and I have no idea what the heck they were saying, but long story short, at one point my godson and his mom, we all lived together when my godson was, like not even one. He's 22 now. He just turned 22. So that was a while ago. So we were all roommates, and she, I guess, was going, this is when she first started dating girls. So she had some girl trapped up in her room for like 2-3 days. I didn't even know the girl was in the house. Yeah, it was crazy. I was so busy with work and living my life. I was just in and out the apartment. So one day, like, I hear her whispering and like, you know, sneaking out her room. I said, oh, you got somebody in there? She was like, yeah. She's like, and the girl don't like you. I said, huh? I said, the girl don't like me. I said, who is it? And she said the girl's name. I said, who is that? I don't know her. She said, you don't know her. But she knows you. I said, what the hell are we talking about? So my roommate, she had my picture in her room, and the girl noticed my picture because she was friends with my boyfriend at the time, best friend. And I guess he was telling her, oh, why can't you be more like Steven's girlfriend? And, like, she knew my name. She knew what I looked like. And she did not like me. And that's why I didn't see the girl for the whole time that she was in my apartment.
Oh, wow.
That is definitely, Very,
a small
very,
world
very.
After all. Yeah, very small. Very small world.
And, but, you know, I think a lot of times what we forget and we don't think about sometimes is when we tell stuff, we got to remember people are going to never forget it. So you just have to be careful you don't tell something that's going to backfire on you. So with that being said, how do you feel that we can strike a balance between maintaining trust and confidentiality with our friends and while still having a romantic relationship? Because that's important. Let's say, for example, ladies, seriously, you know, let's say if all of us on here and we are besties and we're hanging out and you tell me something that you would really appreciate me not sharing with anyone, not even who I'm in bed with. How, you know, for one, is that possible? Would you want that? Would you ever have something you really want to tell your best friend or someone in your close tribe, but you really would appreciate them not sharing it with, not even with their bed partner? Or is that, is that kind of already understood that it's okay to share it with your man or woman?
I don't know that I would say it's understood that it's okay you share it. I just have gotten in my mindset that it's always a possibility that whatever I share can be repeated. If it's something that I want to remain completely confidential, I'll say it to my therapist. But it's almost like a great analogy I like to use. I don't loan money out, not with the understanding that there's a possibility that I won't get it back. So I don't say things to my friends or say things to my lover that I'm talking to without the understanding that it's a possibility that it could be repeated. And that's just from kind of life and just learning lessons along the way. So I don't know that I'm going to say that it's understood that whatever I say will never be shared, because I'm fully aware people pillow talk, people gossip, people repeat things, and then they repeat it again, and then they make their own stories up. So if it's something that I really want to just get off my chest but not have repeated, and I know it won't be repeated, I'm not going to share it in my friend group. I'm not going to share it in pillow talk, and I'm going to share it when I go spend that $200 an hour to speak to my therapist.
Respect. What are your thoughts about that, Cee?
I think that depending on who you deal with, like you pretty much know like what friends are capable of doing certain things. So like I know, for example, like I talk to, okay, for a good example, like my godson's mom, I call her my BM, my baby mama. So my BM, I know for certain that I can tell her things and she's not going to go back and tell her wife, because there's been times where I said, and I'm like, oh, you didn't tell her? Or, you know, and she's like, oh, no, I don't tell her your business. And she genuinely didn't know whatever it is that I said at the time. So I know that. But then I also know that it's a thin line when it comes to that, because if she, I feel like there's pillow talk. So if it feels like it fits the mood or whatever the case is, then it could come out. So I know certain things, like if I don't want necessarily, like I would or feel embarrassed that her wife would know, and that's not that I would, but I probably wouldn't tell her, because I know it's a possibility that, you know, they might canoodle and, you know, it might come out or whatever. And then that's just something that I run. But I know that between the two of them, they're not gossiping along the sea. So that's cool. But it's only one person, I think, that I really confide in and tell them everything for the most part. And I know that they don't tell my business. So I'm very guarded with what I tell people. And I've known in the past, like, if I wanted to see if I could trust someone, I might tell them something that was not a big deal if it got out, but if I heard it somewhere else and I know exactly where it came from. So then I knew moving forward, I can't trust you.
Absolutely. I guess one thing is we have to all keep in mind, there's a saying I heard one time before. It said that three people can keep a secret if two are dead. So unless you are telling your therapist for $200 an hour that's bound by contract and license because you're a stupid ass they talk, then you might want to keep it to yourself. I mean, it's just that I think that there should definitely be a fine line. Also, I feel like when you're pillow talking, it depends on who your lover, your mate is. let's say, for example, you have some men that, as Erica mentioned earlier, this may be an opportunity for us to bond and build as I tell you business, right? But let's say, for example, some guys are serious, and they are very trustworthy. And you, what you tell them, they'll die with. They'll never judge the person. They meet them, and they're going to be a sounding board for you. You can have a friend in an abusive situation that's sharing something with you, and you're fucked up about it. And you go share this with your man, who is a serious type person, and he listens to you, and he's not gossiping, but he's giving you, like, you know, babe, I think you should do this, this, and this can help her. You know what I'm saying? That type of situation I would really respect. But when you got some men that gossip more than women, and then they may go and tell some, and they may not be a confidential person, that I would be very leery. I've dealt with people in life that was kind of shaky in my relationship with them, and I wasn't telling them shit about my friends because I didn't trust them enough to do that. I think it's very, very important because everybody wants someone they can trust, they can talk to. But knowing that everything is going to go to somebody else, people are going to be like, not really sure. But the flip side of this, ladies, I want to ask you, as we're talking about pillow talk, let's change the role a little bit. Let's say that you are in a relationship and you have friends that you may want to share about something with your man. And I know we've all heard the saying before, when you tell women about how your man is, how he spoils you, how great he is in bed, sometimes women are kind of like curious about that and they want it. So what are your thoughts, ladies, when you have a man and you're in a relationship, what are the boundaries of what you won't share, and what is the reason you won't share it?
I don't know. It depends. Because I was kind of raised with that same notion, kind of what you hit on. My grandma used to say it all the time, you know, be wary about what you tell your friends and don't let women stay in your house around your man and all that extra stuff. I don't know if I'm just, I don't know. And I don't really have the nerve to be so, I don't want to call it arrogant or cocky. I feel like I'm the best thing to happen to my man, whether or not he realized it. I don't know. I don't feel weary about that. I mean, if he's spoiling me, then clearly I ain't got to say nothing. You're going to see it. But
facts.
I don't know. I don't know that I would purposely withhold that excitement and feeling good and feeling loved. And I don't know that I would purposely keep it in. I don't know that I would just brag about it either. I don't know. I haven't had that. So unfortunately, I can't say what I have done, but I don't know that I would just keep it to myself. Yeah.
Huh. How about you, C?
I mean, I don't necessarily go around, I guess, talking about, like, let's say an example of, like, when I was married, like, about, you know, how things are with my husband at the time. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily, I don't think, like, other than saying, oh, I'm good in terms of, like, getting my needs met, I'm not going around saying, hey, girl, you know, he got a big old thing and it's da 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 da.
BDE.
I'm not going in all that type of, I mean, BDE, yeah, but I'm not telling you how big the BDE is. I'm just saying the energy is there. But, I mean, yes, but it's a little bit different. You were like, yeah, that's, I'm just making up stuff. That's 20 inches of fun over there. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do all that.
Makes sense. Have you guys ever had a situation to where your man or your bestie may have been jealous of the other for whatever the reason is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Go ahead.
Anybody willing to share the situation?
I mean,
oh, go ahead, Erica.
So when I was married, so I have a friend, a gay best friend up here. His name's Michael. He lives in Buckhead. He just moved to the 30th floor. He's so extravagant, so loving. myself for Christmas about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe 4 years ago. I don't know. It was quite some time ago. He bought me a Christian Dior wallet.
Ooh.
And my husband, I was married at the time, hit the fucking ceiling. Because he couldn't understand why what other man outside of himself would be buying me an expensive gift like that. So he honestly started to think, like, you fucking Michael. I said, Michael is gay. He don't want me. You know, so he definitely showed a little bit of jealousy, tried to one-up his gift. It was actually cute. But he was, you know, a little jealous in that aspect. Other than that, I really haven't seen, you know, my partner, whoever I'm with, be jealous of my friends. Now, I have probably been on, I don't know if I would say I was jealous, but I have felt like when one of my girlfriends got into a new relationship and then all of a sudden, damn, no more girls' night, no more coming to dinner, no more talking on the way to work together. Like, I kind of got jealous. So I was on the other end of that. But, yeah, those are my two scenarios.
Okay. Yeah, hey, listen, he had to one-up. He had to one-up your gay friend. Like, hell nah.
Yeah, the fuck? What
the fuck you talking about? How about you, C?
Yeah, my ex-husband, he was jealous of my friend who he introduced me to. And, yeah, he was, because his cousin used to date this girl, and so he was, thought it would be cool. We, you know, did the double dating type of thing. And then me and her got real close and real cool, and he just was like, okay, I don't like her anymore. You should stop liking her, because I guess the cousin broke up with her. They, you know, they stopped dating, whatever. And they just had, like, it was always like a conflict with them. I don't know what it was, but it was always like they were fighting for my attention. It was annoying after a while.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. That is definitely crazy. You know, the thing is, and I ask you guys that because sometimes people don't have the best intentions. I don't know how you guys feel, like how your game scanner is, but you know how somebody can be looking at you, whether it's a friend or even somebody you're dating, and they're really just kind of jealous. You know how, like, you kind of mentioned, Erica, oh, no more girls' nights. But you're pouting. That's just really, oh, I need my friend. I need somebody to hang out. But in reality, it's not that you're not really happy for the person, because it's not, like, that type of situation. But sometimes we do. We go through situations where people are kind of slick mad, slick hating, slick don't like you for real. So we have to definitely be cautious of that. Last couple of questions is this. You mentioned about, like, dating. Have you guys had many situations to where you got a friend, you're hanging out all the time, and then somebody starts dating and that changes? A friend of mine, I remember I live in Charlotte, and one of my good friends used to always host events at her house. And she had, like, a crew of five people that would always show up. And one of her friends, Janice, God bless the dead, because she passed away a couple of years ago. Well, probably about 10 years ago. But Janice has started dating some guy. And Janice will be at her house like every Friday and Saturday night. Janice started dating some guy, and she hadn't seen Janice for months at a time. Like, she just dropped her crew. Like, it was like five of them. She just left their ass cold turkey. I couldn't even believe it, though. I'm like, damn. So what are you guys, I mean, what are your thoughts about that? Like, do you feel like your homegirl got some obligation to balance in her life to still hang out and have girl time? Or you just got to respect the fact that she got a new man and she don't have time for you? But if that relationship ends, she might come back and hang out. What are your thoughts about that?
That part, yes. I got a lot. Maybe it hit home because I feel some type of way. I'm in my feelings. But all that happened. One of my best friends, who I've been best friends since, I don't know, maybe I was 11. Like, she is literally in my circle. So, you know, if a day go by, we don't talk, cool. But before she got with her current guy, like, we would talk every single day. We would talk on the way to work. Well, when she was on the way to work, we would have girls' nights every weekend. We would go out and hit the town. don't know, we had sleepovers. We just hung out all the time. She would always have events at her house, too, or vice versa. But then she got with her current guy, and one, he didn't even want to meet her circle. I find that as red, but I digress. He didn't really want to meet us, even though, you know, we're her friends, her family. You know, they would go out to dinner with his friends, but he would never come to dinner with us. Like, there was no double dating. Like, there was none of that. Still to this day, not interested in any of that. And then, like, all of the outings, inviting her to go out to the club just last weekend. I said, hey, you want to come out with me and so-and-so? No, I think I'm going to stay in because so-and-so said I should stay in. Like, there is none of what used to be. And I get it, like, when you get in a relationship and a serious relationship, priorities change. I get all that. I just think it's more than just priorities changing. Like, you're changing you. And I don't understand, and maybe it's not for me to understand, but why he not interested in knowing your people and your circle and your friends, and why is it just so one-sided? But, you know, when I say those things, I can't remove my emotion and my hurt feelings from it, so I come across as hating or jealous, and I need to figure out a better way to communicate that. But I feel like all of that, like, she completely cut us off. And then, you know, they went through a little breakup. Then you want to come around every day. Now you want to lay on the sofa and let me rub in your hair and stuff because he done broke up with you. Then soon as y'all get back together, you kick me to the curb. Ain't no more rubbing in your hair and shit. So, you know, that's what I'm going with. I still love her. I still send her a text, you know, hey, love you, you know. But I'm in my feelings about it.
I can tell. I mean, do you need to take a little break?
Right.
I definitely have a comment about that, but I want you to go next. I'm seeing reference. What are your thoughts about what Erica just said? What Erica just expressed?
No, I mean, I can dig it because it's like things are bound to change, I guess, when you get in a relationship because, you know, you got the little boo loving time and when everything's so new and fresh and you just want to enjoy the honeymoon stage, but then it's like, what about your friends?
Yeah.
type of situation. So it's like just trying to find the balance sometimes. It's a struggle. I ain't going to hold you. It is a struggle. But
months? Like literally 5 months? Like,
it's been five months since you've been away. Yeah, I feel some type of way about that. First of all, and this is just my opinion, I think we had a show a few months ago. We were talking about how some men alienate the friends. And I honestly think it is a red flag. And I say that because I've met so many women that's been in abusive situations, and the number one thing they say, and I've said this before over and over, is, I didn't tell anyone. I didn't have anyone to tell. And that's because he isolated you, but you didn't really realize it. And the only thing you had was him. And when that situation went left or it was a bad situation, you had no other outlet because you were isolated. So we have to be careful about that. And the next thing is, I also think it's just healthy. I think, like, if I'm a guy and I'm dating someone, yeah, I might want to be with my baby and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like you should want them to have healthy relationships outside of you. I mean,
yeah,
how else are you gonna have shit talk to them about and tell all your friends' business to him if you can't see
right.
your friends?
That part.
So do you feel like women should find balance between their personal relationships and their intimate relationships?
Yeah, I think women and men, because I don't want my nigga up under me 24/7 either. I want you to come home every night. I want to fuck on you every day. But I do need you to have your own life, your own set of friends. We can co-mingle, cool, whatever. But I do. I think men and women should have that balance. Absolutely.
I agree. I think it's important. Like, when you look at relationships today, how do you guys see, like, in your circle, in your friends, do you see a lot of those healthy relationships? Do you see a lot of examples? Or are you not seeing enough examples of that?
Currently, I am not seeing examples. I mean, I have seen examples in the past. But like everyone's current situation, I wouldn't say that I'm seeing examples of healthy balance. No. Not even in my own. So
I understand. Oh, my goodness. How about you, C?
No, I don't think it's a healthy balance. All right. Well, I mean, right now I'm in a long-distance relationship, so it's pretty much you do you over there and I do me over here, not in that terms, but, you know, you have your own social life and I have my own social life, which is non-existing. But, but I think with my friends, like my close friends, they're pretty much married and they're in that married life, which is, I guess is a little bit different because they're not really in the same place where I'm at presently. And they're not really going out. They're, like, married with kids, and they're, like, you know, have that different type of foundation going on right now. And then my one single friend, she has a healthy balance. Yeah, she has a healthy balance, but she doesn't have a boyfriend. She's dating, so it's different.
Okay. Does that really matter, you guys? Like, when you think about, like, friends, whether they're married, single, dating, not dating, do you know how sometimes when a guy gets married and when you see half his friends are married, half his friends are single, if y'all are married, you kind of don't want him to have single friends because you think he's going to think he's single. Do you think that really has an impact, like, on our women? Like, if some of your friends are married, some are single, like, one can kind of pull you a certain way? What are your thoughts about that?
I think you know, you can be impressionable for sure. I didn't mean to cut you off, Corinne. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. No, I agree with you. I think that, like, you know, your dude not going to want you to hang out with your single friend on a Saturday night, the one that, you know, sucks dick in the back of the club.
That part.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Did you want to say that?
Like, you don't got a friend that do that.
I'm just saying. I agree.
Did you really say that?
We all have that one friend.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't have that type of friends. I mean, I've had
friends
like that. What? I think the phone is not working. I can't really hear what you're saying. Oh, you're talking some foolishness. No, but what I was saying is I don't think that I have that type of people in my circle now. I have had all types of friends from mile to wow. And I know that a lot of times men really do kind of shy away from the quote-unquote single friends or the wild friends because they're kind of fearful that they're going to do something that you're going to get curious about actually doing. So, and that's a whole other situation as well. But, yeah, relationships are really complicated. And I guess you just got to kind of make the best out of it. But I want to ask you guys this before we get ready to close out for tonight. We're talking about pillow talk. And we understand people do it. Some don't. Some do a little more. We understand that Erica said, hey, telling all our business, Corinne, is to help her and her man get close. he gonna be looking at us crazy. But what strategies or guidelines, if any, would you guys recommend to women who want to engage in open conversation with their partners without violating their friend's privacy? Like, what are some healthy boundaries for pillow talk? Are there no limits, Erica?
No, it's definitely.
Are there
limits.
Healthy boundaries?
Definitely.
So give
us some strategy. Use your best judgment. Don't be going around telling your guy so-and-so got, you know, gonna reel from fucking six guys. You don't want to say that. That's not in your best judgment, right?
Oh, my God. That would be horrible.
I would also recommend maybe staying away from names, right? Maybe just focusing on friends.
Listen, don't, if we're dating, don't your man know all your damn friends?
He do, but he can't pinpoint who I'm talking to, who I'm talking about,
okay,
if I don't say the name. So maybe I just focus on, kind of the overall point of
no, that ain't
whatever
no fun.
I'm talking about.
Baby, you have to tell you about Cheryl. Cheryl got gonorrhea, and she, I mean,
another
it ain't no fun.
Another boundary. Don't be messy. If you know your nigga messy, you need to shut the fuck up.
Oh, listen. If your nigga is somebody said, I don't know if that was that you? You said you was dating somebody one time, and a chick called and knew all your business? Was that you?
Not dating one time. That's my current nigga. Yes. Called me. Yes.
Because
my nigga pillow talking about me. Bitch, how was your hernia surgery? Bitch, did you take the box? Like, yes.
Wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. This is your current. We got to put him on trial. This is your current?
Man,
hold up. He was pillow talking?
Fuck a trial. Huh?
Corinne, I need you to help me out. I need you to explain to me how a man
is
pillow talking
about
a side chick. I mean, I don't understand. And so was she asking you out of concern?
No,
no.
She was calling me to tell me, bitch, this not your nigga. Because why is your nigga pillow talking with me?
About your business.
You know what, bitch, you got a great point. I don't know. Let's ask him.
So you know what? We need to strike this whole show because you telling me men be pillow talking with other
men gossip more than women. Whether it's pillow talking, whether it's at work, I feel like men are messier than women. They got some real bitch tendencies. A lot of these roles have reversed.
But hold on, I guess I'm not really understanding how a man would tell the side chick about the head of household main chick personally.
Let him tell it. Let him tell it. Oh, I'd be bragging about you. I don't know. Right.
Well,
that's all I can do. Right.
Well, that part, right? Okay. Well, what had happened? What?
Right.
That's crazy. We're
it's
sitting
fun.
Here worried about your friends telling your man, and the man is that. Mm-mm. So, ladies, what strategies can we get? So, are there any boundaries when it comes to pillow talking? Is there anything? All right, so the last question, is there anything you would not share with your man about your bed? You may tell him 101 things, but this one thing you probably would never. You know, if my friend told me this, I probably wouldn't share this with my man. What is that one thing you probably really just wouldn't share? Damn, nothing?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I would use my best judgment. Like, I'm not going to share their, traumatic experiences unless they, you know, talk about it openly themselves. I want to respect, of course, kind of sensitive topics.
Mm-hmm. It's too late for you to say that, Eric.
No, it's not.
It's too late.
I got good judgment.
Oh, my God. Okay, Corinne, how about you? Like, seriously, what's off limits? What wouldn't you tell?
I don't know if it's just one thing, but I would, like Erica said, I would use my better judgment. It's kind of like if you're dating a guy and if you go and you complain to your friends like, oh, he's so hard, when you're complaining about your guy to your friends like every week about something new, and then, you know, then you expect for them to have like a different type of energy towards him. Like, of course, they're going to have a negative energy towards him because you don't told them all this bad stuff that you probably should have just
right.
told to yourself about him. So it's the same thing with your friends. Like, if you don't want your dude to be like, well, why are you hanging out with her? Didn't you say that, you know, she got a stinky attitude or whatever, you can't then turn around and say, well, that's my friend. Like, you don't tell them all this bad stuff and make them not, you know, like her or appreciate her or whatever it is. So you just got to really pick and choose, like, And like, yeah, like if it's something like, you know, she say, oh, don't tell anyone, I'm not going to then turn around and say, babe, guess what, she told me not to tell you.
Right.
So, yeah, just give me a better, just, you know, judgment.
I think that two things I want to say. Number one, I remember my next-door neighbor from home back in the day, over 20 years ago, her and her boyfriend were living together. And one time they got into a fight, and he actually hit her back. I don't think he was, like, beating her ass or anything. I just think they got into it, and he jacked her up against the wall or maybe, like, shook her and then let her go, and he left. And whatever happened, I remember her calling her dad, her brother, like, the whole family telling what happened. And a few weeks later, she had moved, and I went to her house, and he was coming out of the house. I was like, huh? And I'm like, okay, what's going on, girl? And she told me, she said, I learned something really valuable. I said, what? She said, regardless of what me and my man are going through, I can never put my family in all of our business, because even if I forgive him, they will never forgive him. And I was like, you know what? That makes sense. Like, I guess sometimes if things happen in relationships, you may tell some of it, but if you say, like, if Erica says, Corinne, Tawana, my man slapped me, he choked me, yo, I'm ready to fight. Ready to fight. So what are your guys' thoughts about that? Like,
should you share
with your friends for fear of, you know, you want to forgive them later, you want them to hate them forever? What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I definitely think friends and family really hold more grudges, or not, I wouldn't even say grudges, are less forgiving than you are, especially with relationships, right? I feel like personally, that's why my friends are tired of me complaining about my nigga. And you should be, because damn, I'm tired. But, you know, I definitely think friends and family are less forgiving, but I also think, you know, sometimes it's not good to hold it in. Like, that shit can drive you crazy. And then it's not good to hold it in, especially if, you know, right, he might have pushed you up against the wall this time, but that shit may escalate. Like, it's just certain things is just not good to keep to yourself and just hold in. So, I mean, it's harder done than said, but definitely got to find a balance and find you someone that, even though they're tired of hearing you complain about it, you can still complain about it to them. Talk about it. I probably shouldn't say complain, but talk about it.
That is extremely important. What are your thoughts about that, C?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that, you know, if you're going to say too much, then you have to deal with how other people are going to feel. I don't know, when I was, when my first husband, like, when we broke up, everyone was like, wait, I had the perfect relationship. But the people that knew, but my family was, like, so thrown off because I wasn't running to them with our problems, because I'm like, you don't do that in marriage. You keep that in the house and you deal with it. So, you know, of course I combined it in my closest friends with what was going on. It was nothing, you know, domestic or anything like that. But, you know, just like relationship issues. And so to a lot of people, it was a big surprise, but it's just because I'm not the type to feel like I need to go and tell you every argument. And then I already know you're going to look at him funny, and then I'm going to look stupid when I'm like,
right.
You know, back with him.
That's true.
Right. And honestly, and maybe I'm a little vain, I don't even give a fuck if they look at him, you know, funny. I care. Damn, I'm looking fucking stupid out here. Like, God, me.
Yeah.
I can't be going out bad like that. Like, damn, I already feel stupid. Now you really making me look stupid. Now, shit. Now you got to draw the line somewhere. And making me look stupid is probably where I draw the line.
Yeah.
I think relationships, whether it's friends or whether it's couples, it's a sensitive situation, because when you care about your friends, you care about their well-being, you care about their happiness. I think one of the story of my life is I've had a few friends that's been in real bad situations, and they didn't choose to leave. And, you know, two of them didn't even live to tell about it. So it's a real life situation and scenario, but at the same time, people want what they want. I mean, literally, people want what they want. So we have to find out how to be helpful, but not how to get emotionally tied, how to not get emotionally tied to it, because what people decide to do, that's not our decision. So what are some ways that you guys can be able to help a friend that may be in a bad situation, a domestic situation, or a situation where they need to leave, but you will not allow yourself to get emotionally tied to it, because if they go back, you can't get mad, because it's not your choice, it's their choice. So how can you guys do that?
Right.
Or have you ever had a situation where you had to do that?
Never had a situation where I've had to do that. I think I would right, my friends, I sincerely love them. So I may tell my homegirl, girl, I don't want to hear that shit no more, but I'm then going to call and be like, you okay? Tell me what's going on. I'm going to try, even though I've said I don't want to hear that shit no more. So I've even started, like, picking my words wisely and kind of, like they always say, like, read the room, read the vibe, right? So if I'm noticing behavior changes, you ain't got to call and ask me, because I'm going to call and ask you. But I'm also going to, you know, just respect kind of your boundaries and kind of what you feel comfortable sharing. And even though I may not agree with something in particular, because my love for my friends is so deep, I got to remind myself, like, I don't ever want to push them to the point where they don't feel comfortable coming to me. If I'm the only person that they have left to come to, I want them to. So I just try to remind myself of that and pray I'll never really have to be in that scenario. But a lot of times I'm calling my friends, checking on them. I'm not going to wait for y'all to call me. I'm going to be at your door, knocking on your door, calling you, FaceTiming you. I pop up at work with some coffee. I'm notorious for pop-ups. You know, so, I mean, those are just some of the things that I would probably do. But, you know, people so often feel alone. They do get tired of you know, saying the same shit about something they guy or significant other done did, and maybe they at the point where they feel like they look stupid, so now they don't want to share no more. But I just try to just listen. A lot of times they don't even want you to say nothing back. They just want you to listen, and mm-hmm. So I try to do that too.
And that makes sense. I mean, that's extremely important. And that's being a friend, good, bad, ugly. That's definitely being a friend. Any comments on that, Corinne?
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend that was in, and I didn't know the extent of it. I still don't know the extent of what she was going through. But I know that I had offered her when she did, you know, express to me, because I never seen any bruises or any physical signs of it. I just know from what she told me. But when she did say it, because I already, and she still lives with the guy, but I don't like him. I really don't. And I almost put my hands on him because of his mouth. And I always tell her, I'm like, you're better than me, because I would have been stabbed the guy in his sleep or something, or something would have happened to him. But I did tell her that, you know, come to my house. And she's like, well, I don't want to bring drama to my house. I'm like, to your house? And I'm like, he got more sense to come to my house with me and my husband to bring drama. And the only – well, I'm not going to say the only reason why I was very animate about her getting out of the situation is because she had two smaller children at the time. And one of her kids started to tell me. Now, mind you, I had already knew the incident. But he started to tell me about the incident, and I cut him off because I didn't want him to tell. I felt uncomfortable with him telling me about what he seen, even though she had already told me something. But I was surprised that the child seen it. So at that point, I'm like, yo, you could come here. Like, you need to get your kids out of this situation. But, you know, she left for a little bit. She went to another state for about 2 weeks and then went right back. And she's still there. But to this day, because that was back in 2016, and they still live together. And but at this point, she's, I guess because she did stab him at one point, so now they're cool, and he knows not to put her hand on her. But to me, it's so weird because I don't think that, you know, it necessarily, I don't know, I don't want to say it didn't change, but I just feel like if you put your hands on me one time and you're still alive to talk about it, then it's like I'm not putting myself in a situation where you can do it again.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. I just feel like regardless, it's just good to have friends, associates. It's good to have people to talk to. When I think about like someone like Fitch, who I didn't know, but like his suicide bothered me. I mean, I just wonder, like, you had just celebrated your anniversary with your wife, like y'all had this and this and this. And of course, I know things can look good on the outside, but you just really never know where people are in life. I want to share this with you guys because it just really came to mind. And not to flip the subject, but just talking about, we live in a day and time where authenticity is important. We live in a day and time where friendships really, really matter. You know, even if you're pillow talking, you know, hopefully you're sharing it with someone that is going to respect you and your friend. But we have to just really, really be careful. And it's sensitive to me because not just working in the social work field for a long time, but just being a lover of people and why people do certain things. I never forget when I worked at this job a long, long time ago, and there was a guy named Jonathan. He was our human resource guy. And the company I worked for was called Disability Special Needs, and they had an office in two different cities, 45 minutes from each other. So I worked in one office, and the HR guy, he was in another office in a different city. He would come over like twice a week to the office that I was in, and every time he came over to do training, train new staff, he would come and talk to me because people like to talk to me. But there was this one particular like month where he would come and talk, and have you guys ever been around somebody that's depressed? Like he reaped sadness. He reaped depression. And he was talking about the new young girl he married. She was spending up his money. She had had two kids from a previous situation. And she basically was like hanging out partying. He was keeping her two previous kids, which he loved. And then she had had a baby from him. Like he was just really going through a lot of problems. He just got his master's degree. He had debt from college. And he just had a lot of stuff going on. And sometimes, you know, when people tell us about problems, we kind of feel like, ah, shit, you can just solve the problem, leave, or you think it's easy. But it's not always easy. Like, it's a process. So, again, he was a wonderful, wonderful guy, but he was depressed. And one day he came, I saw when he pulled up to our city. We had, like, two different buildings, and I was at the building up the hill. And the secretary said, all right, Tawanda, Jonathan's here. I'm sure he's going to come up here for a counseling session. And you know how sometimes even when – sometimes you just don't want to be bothered. I mean, I don't know if y'all – I'm sure we're all human. Like, it just – me and my coworker was having a good time. We were doing whatever. We were going to go to lunch. I just didn't – I just – because sometimes when a person is so depressed, like, it can jump into you. Have y'all ever felt like that before? Like, somebody's so depressed, their spirit jumps into your spirit? And I just didn't want to do it that day. So – I said, well, say I'm not here. We just kind of laughed about it. I wasn't laughing at him. I was just laughing at how me and my coworker was hiding in the building saying, hey, come up here, say we're not here. So lo and behold, Jonathan came up there, and Karen, which was the secretary, she said, oh, well, Tawanda's not here. And he said, okay, well, where's Marvette? She said, oh, she's not here either. That was my coworker. And then he said, you know, whatever. He talked to her for like 5 minutes, and then he left. And she said, well, I guess he didn't want to talk to me. And we kind of laughed. Like, girl, you're not really, like, the type people love to talk to. Anyway, me and Marvette, we did whatever we did. We just hung out, blah, blah. And, again, this guy was wearing me down. Like, every week, twice a week, he was wearing me down with all these problems that he had no solutions for. So this was on August 31st. Never forget it because it's my sister's birthday. So got off work 4:35, probably left early, who knows. Got home, and about 6:30 that evening, my supervisor called me. I'm like, girl, this is a 9-to-5 job. Why are you calling me in the evening? This ain't no type of job. So she said, Randolph, I'm like, Yes. She said, I'm calling you. I have some bad news. I'm like, bad news? And you calling me? What the hell you calling me for? She said, Jonathan committed suicide. And I'm like, what? And then I knew. Y'all ever, you know how you just know? Then I knew. And she said that when he got off of work, she said when he got off of work, he left his office, he got in his little truck, and he went into an open field in the middle of nowhere, and he blew his brains out. And he left three letters in the truck beside him, one to his daughter and two to his stepdaughters. In his office, he had everything packed up, boxes, blah, blah, blah. And remember, he was HR. And a few weeks before, he had changed his insurance. He had everything prepared. And I couldn't even believe it. And I always tell that story because, for one, you never know what people are in life. You can't take nothing for granted. You can't take nothing for granted. And for two, of course I don't blame myself. If he had his stuff packed up, that means he was planning to do it anyway. But I didn't. I always wonder, and I still wonder, was he coming to tell me bye? Was he coming for one last hope of maybe I could have said something to speak into his life and he would not have done it? Like, and of course we can't go back. You understand what I'm saying? But my point is, like, this shit is real. Relationships are real. Love is real. Depression is real. And we can't take nothing and nobody for, you understand what I'm saying? Like, so in reference to whether it's pillow talk, whether it's friends, whether it's relationships, like, I just feel like as we close out, what I would want to say to anyone listening to our show is don't do it alone. Don't do it alone. If you're going through hurt, heartache, relationships, friendships, don't do it alone. Even if it's just that one somebody that you can talk to. And guess what? I don't give a damn how many times you talk about it. I'm still going to listen. I'm still going to listen. And we just got to remember, we can't make a decision for people. People have to make it for themselves. But we definitely got to be careful. So, ladies, any closing thoughts or comments as we close out our segment of this show for tonight?
I appreciate the friendship, the love, the camaraderie. And we welcome everybody. We welcome everybody. No one has to go through it alone. And I appreciate the pillow talk we had tonight, ladies.
Now, don't go tell your man our business, Erica.
No, you know he lying.
Listen, when he come home in the morning, don't when he come home in the morning. Oh my God! But you know what? I appreciate your transparency, and I also appreciate the fact you can laugh. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we all got to work through situations and scenarios, but it's still healthy to laugh. So I ain't laughing at you at all. I'm laughing with you. Because I just really respect your transparency. But
I need my peace, and it's only temporary. And
absolutely.
That's what I keep telling myself. So,
and look, if you need a beat down, you know, me and Corinne, you know, Corinne, she from Philly, yo. She don't play.
She's talking about Philly. It's sweet, baby. I love it.
Like, who we fighting? Hey, we're going to get it. Look, Corinne, we're going to give them beat down. You know, Erica, she a lawyer anyway, so she'll get us all.
Oh, so she got that one. Okay, so the conspiracy
is
recording.
We're going to be like, officer, we beat Erica Mann now, and she our attorney.
Oh, we got to fight in this. I'm like, who we fighting? I'm in a fight. I didn't realize it.
Oh, you know. We about to beat somebody. We about to go beat somebody down in Georgia. Oh, my God. Especially, you know, during the holidays. I think the holidays are like a rough time for us as women because, of course, we love relationships, but especially during the holidays. So,
yeah.
So we got to make sure that we're good and that we have a fabulous holiday and we're doing what we love with somebody that we care about as well.
That part.
Freaking right. Any other closing comments or thoughts, ladies?
Just be careful what you tell your friends, because their man might find out.
And for you niggas
no,
out there,
y'all stop talking too. No, listen, be careful what you tell Erica, because she's going to use that to get closer with her man, so now I'll be... Oh, my God. That is crazy. But it's good to have good friends, too. So I love the fact that you guys have some really great stories of friends and friendships. Like, that's important. That's really, really important. So as we close out, I wanted to share a quote, but there's just so many different things. But what's your definition of a friend? Let's close out giving that example, a definition. What is a friend?
I would just describe a friend as simple as I can put it. Maybe just a special bond and it's just so inclusive of so many things. I would just say a special bond, something that is really indestructible. My friends have been my friends for a very long time, and I mean, I really can't think of anything that would disrupt that friendship. So it really is a special bond, and I would leave it at that. Special bond and trust.
I love it. My old pastor said this thing, and I'm always repeating it, but I'm not going to take the credit for it. But he says that a friend is someone who knows you. They know all about you. They could destroy you, but they never will. A friend is someone who knows you. They know all about you, but they could destroy you, but they never will. And that's how you know who's with you, because we can really find out who our friends are during adversity, in our absence, and when we're no longer here. Now, when we're gone, we won't know, but they'll represent. And it's really important. So if you have a friend like that, keep them. If you don't have a friend like that, hopefully you'll find one, because friendships are definitely extremely important. All right, this wraps up our segment tonight. I'll pass it over to you, Corinne, for any closing quotes or thoughts.
I like this. I like the little pillow talk that we had, the three of us. It was good. And I think that, like you said, I've heard that quote before from you, and it is as powerful every time that you say it, because I'm always like, yes. I definitely think of someone that that's going to have your back, and you may not agree on everything. They may have to put you in your place once in a while, but you know that it's coming from a loving place, and that is with respect. And even if they're coming to you to say, "Hey, you know, you're wrong with this," they do it in a respectful way, and it's not to embarrass you. It's more or less to get through to you.
Absolutely. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to one of our future shows talking about our trip going to Bali, Jamaica, any foreign country. So let's looking forward to planning it and getting the hell out of the U.S. for 7 days. Until the next time, this is Erica, Tawanda, and Corinne with Clutch. Good night, everybody.
Good night.